Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from his Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate today, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this Christmas day is once again taken from Luke chapter 2. We'll read verses 15 through 20. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. During this Advent and Christmas season, we've been taking a look at five popular Christmas traditions and then considering how they can help us truly prepare for and to celebrate the coming of Christ, both his birth, celebrated today, and also looking forward to his second coming, which could come at any time. Now, I did not give out the list of the traditions that we were going to go through when we began this study at the beginning of Advent. And I know some people in the congregation were trying to guess which traditions I was going to pick each week. And one of the members correctly guessed one of the traditions after church one Sunday. And I said, good job. I don't think you're going to be able to guess the one that I choose for Christmas. Were any of you able to guess which Christmas tradition was going to be considered today in our service? Did any of you guess that the Christmas tradition we would consider on Christmas Day would be worship? The other ones we considered on the list were a lot easier to guess. We started with gift giving, and then decorations, Christmas carols, and family time. And while I was developing this theme for our Advent and Christmas series this year, the one for Christmas Day was the one that took me the longest to pick. The first four were very easy. When we got to Christmas Day, I couldn't figure out what am I going to do for the Christmas tradition for Christmas Day. When I finally landed on choosing worship for the Christmas Day tradition, I wondered, why did it take me so long to choose that tradition? When you think about it, amid all the wonderful and heartwarming Christmas traditions we have, worshiping Jesus is the most important and the best of all our Christmas traditions. Let's look at a few reasons why this is absolutely true. Let's start first and foremost with biblical examples. Let me ask you this question. If we were to ask the question, what is the best and most appropriate way to celebrate the birth of our Savior, could we find some examples from Scripture that tell us the answer to that question? We're not the first people to celebrate Jesus' birth. We can go, well, does the Scriptures give us some insight as to how we should do this? And the answer, of course, is yes. There are, in fact, several examples. We don't have to look too far. We look to the very first celebrators of the birth of Christ. And what do they do on the very first Christmas? They worship Jesus. Look at the shepherds. The shepherds hear this announcement from the angels. They immediately go to see the Savior. And what's their response to this incredible gift that God has given to mankind? Well, they worship him, and then they praise God. They continue their worship by praising God and spreading this good news all over the place. Listen again to the words from our text, verses 17 and 18, and then verse 20. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. So we have the example of the shepherds worshiping the Christ child and spreading that good news. We also have in the Christmas account the example of Mary. Think of his mother, Mary. What were the first words out of her mouth after the angel Gabriel announced to her that she would be the mother of the Savior, the Son of God? What was the first thing she did? She worshiped and praised God. This is from the chapter before, Luke chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." And from our text, on the night of Jesus' birth, her worship of her newborn son Jesus was a lot less boisterous than that of the shepherds. But listen to how it's described in our text. But Mary kept, literally treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Her worship was heartfelt. It was quiet. It was meditative, as so often our worship is during the Christmas season. We again treasure up and ponder in our hearts the miracle and the mystery of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God becoming one of us to save us from our sin. If we jump ahead a few months, we'll find one more example. We can see the example of the wise men. The wise men visited Jesus shortly after his birth, and after their long journey following that miraculous star, they get to the home where Jesus is, and what's the first thing they do? Matthew's gospel tells us this. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They worshiped Jesus, and they expressed their praise and their thankfulness to him by giving offerings to their Savior and King. So we have biblical examples as to how we should celebrate the birth of Jesus. We worship for that reason, or that's one of the reasons we worship. Think also of the meaning of traditions itself. One of the reasons that I chose worship for the Christmas tradition on Christmas Day is it is long established. The very nature of traditions is that they are long established, meaningful, and important customs or actions handed down from generation to generation. Well, since the worship of Jesus at Christmas began at the very first Christmas, his birth, this is the longest established of all the Christmas traditions. We continue to worship and praise our Savior in much the same way as the shepherds, as Mary, and as the wise men did, even to this day. And thirdly, we worship on Christmas Day because it is meaningful. It's a tradition we continue because it is deeply meaningful. A tradition can be long established, but if it has no depth of meaning, at some point it's just going to come to an end. People will just stop doing it. The worship of Jesus at Christmas is not only deeply meaningful in itself, it also ties together and gives meaning to all the other Christmas traditions that we hold to, and especially the ones that we looked at during this season of Advent. Think about how much the worship of Jesus ties together all those traditions we looked at. Gift giving. As we mentioned in the first Sunday of Advent, what is the reason for gift giving at Christmas? It was originally for the purpose of reminding us of the great gift that God gave us in Jesus at Christmas. The present of Jesus' presence among us. Emmanuel, God with us. Think of the decorations. It's wonderful to be worshiping here in a church so beautifully decorated, but think of how much more meaningful it is when we look at the decorations and see some of the symbolism involved there. The evergreens and the circle of the Advent wreath reminding us of eternal life that Jesus gives us. And all the beautiful lights that remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, giving us the light of the gospel, the light of life. Christmas carols was the third Christmas tradition we considered. We could certainly sing today many very fun, enjoyable, secular Christmas songs today. But how much more meaningful and powerful are the ones that sing about our Savior. Those of you who were here last night, think of singing O Holy Night together in our service. Or think of the candlelight closing of our service with the words of Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord, at thy birth. And then finally, the last tradition we looked at last Sunday was family time. What a blessing to be able to gather with our families, whether it's our physical family or our spiritual family, our brothers and sisters in Christ, or both. What a blessing it is to worship and celebrate the birth of our Savior together. Gathering at Jesus' manger and at his cross gives eternal meaning and depth to these treasured times we have together at Christmas time each year. May we always treasure up in our hearts this oldest, best, and most important Christmas tradition of worshiping our Savior Jesus. May it fill us with the joy the shepherds had, the joy the wise men felt, so that we give of our treasures and share the treasure of Jesus, his love, and his salvation with everyone, everywhere we go, on Christmas Day and always. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds.